I do hold a master's degree in North American culture, literature, and psychology of organizations. So thing is, I was interested in computers, and then things kind of escalated quickly. It so happened I started to run my own mail server, and I was looking for a good mail server, and I didn't find any. I did like send mail, I did my Qmail, but I found a whole and postfix, and I wrote an how-to, and after it hit me how-to, Lisa posted it in this how-to section within 2 minutes. I was like, wow. And then somebody else asked me if I wanted to be co-authored a book, and we wrote the book of postfix together, and suddenly people thought I'm an expert in email, and I was like, right? I learned and I studied, and here I am today. I have my own company, it's called Sys4. I have one of these companies, we are authors to OMX and the other tools that people use technically when you email. And I'm very surprised it has become that we are now today hosting the events for Postings Board and also the mailing list. And I'm very proud of what happened in Postings, my world, life, world, and we are going to be involved. That's how things started. So, I'm not here to talk about myself, I'm here to talk about Judas RPT. So the first question probably is, what is Judas RPT? Well, by any means, it's an RC.
Great.
So that's a standard. It was originally conceived by Marjorie and also Alexander Brockman from Comcast. When they're working on MTA-STS, it actually came as a bycatch on MTA-STS because we never knew what MTA-STS is. Who doesn't? MTA-STS is a policy mechanism. I wanted to call it insane for poor people, but because I'm in the team Dane and also one of the people at Dane. Famously, it's also a policy mechanism for email. Usually you just send to a certain destination and say, okay, this is going to drop the mail, and that's it, and done. If you use MTA-STS for Dane, there's a policy mechanism that says you have to meet certain conditions. For example, you are required to use TLS. If you don't use it, do not send it out. It is not possible. MTA, STS, and Dane have different ways of making clear when the conditions are met or not, but basically both of them are policy mechanisms. And then things in transport became kind of complicated, and Alexander said, well, isn't there a standard or any mechanism out there to get metrics about how often the TLS worked and how often failed? For what reason, for what reason? And that's what this RPT is all about. It's about using metrics and finding out if it worked, didn't work, and for what reason didn't work. So, TLS RPT is not only the standard, but it's also a vital part of the so-called TR-03108 for secure email transport. That's one of the wonderful German words, TI. So, to say it is, it's a technical guideline. And if you want to get certified by the Federal Office for Security and Security Information in Germany for running a platform that meets certain standards, those in the technical guideline, you need to implement TLS RPT. I was given the honor to be author of the update of the document. Together with the Federal Office for Information Security, we spoke about making TLS RPT in the guideline mandatory because there wasn't any real open source implementation out there at the time of writing that. But we said, it's not our job to think about if there's an implementation there or not, but our job is to think about what would be more secure for the people using email in Germany. So we said, okay, let's do it with this. And when it's expected, many providers came up and said, yeah, but we want to recertify, but we can't because our MTA is unable to do TLS RPT reports. And we said, but it's a problem. Said, yeah, it's your business problem because you didn't have any money aside for doing that. Yeah, but it's an open source. Well, it's very hypocritical. If you have a safe service, you put money aside service and you use open source those for free, or you try to invest in them. So we said it's your problem. But it wasn't. And at a certain point, I was very upset. I do, in my company, have a budget for a random type of kindness here. And I spoke with Ize, who's the author of Postings, and said, he said, I'd like to see Tools RPG come to Postings. And he said, let's do even better than that. Let's create an open source, low-level C library, put it out there for open source to anyone who would like to implement Tools RPG, and I will use that library to put into Postings. And that basically is the story. So, before I go on, what problems do we solve? Well, Tools RPG defines a standard to report TLS issues. And many providers I've spoken to, they said, well, we have a lot of professionals, of course we monitor what's up in there, why do you use TLS RPG? And I was like, why do you use TLS RPG? Did you know the word transfer? It's a matter of scope. Even your super sales center, look at yourself, this is probably you. What you see when you look at yourself, notice the green spot? Okay, it's you. Or you can have what your RPG could give you. So you can have the world wide view. I'm exaggerating. Of course, this is going to be a feature of the communication partners you communicate with. There are going to be many blind spots. And basically, you will have a view from outside of other systems. You can see how other systems are doing. You can create big C6. So why would you see things? Are we paranoid about the views? Sorry? Well, there was a downgrade attack. I'm not going to quote that. But you could tell that when you were trying to send mail from Thailand to other destinations, suddenly, for some obscure reason, StarTLS would vanish in the HTTP directory. StarTLS is the word you need for the client to say, oh, this system over there supports encryption, and I'm going to use encryption. So if it's gone, the client will not use encryption. So that's a typical downgrade attack. So what else could happen? Sorry, I think wrong again. You could have a machine-in-the-middle attack. So what's a machine-in-the-middle attack? Fool around with DNS. Did I mention everybody should have done a DNS? So you fool around with DNS, and you make a sending system believe that the actual system you want to send to is over there, and not over there where the real system is. And then you come up with a certificate which everybody can bring up their own because it's super simple to run your own certificate because nobody really checks if the certificate is a valid certificate with the right one. This is where Jane comes. And then you start sending mail to the wrong destination. This is what happened in the Czech Republic. So when they were trying to send messages to the government and infrastructure, somebody had brought in a machine in the middle. So am I paranoid? No, I'm not. We're seeing this. So actually, that's interesting thing. Are we seeing this? No, we're not seeing it because we don't have the recording in place yet. Who would benefit from something like TLS? Well, speaking of being self-centered, obviously the people running the platform. They could have TLS RPG and say, oh, we have an issue here, the certificate is updated, or somebody's having problems with algorithms that they're trying to, that their machine is trying to communicate with our things, things like that. That's an amazing step. But of course you could have the chief security officer have take a look at it and say, we're super fine because we need our policies in 100% of all situations. So you could have some numbers from that. You could have the marketing officer or the product officer pretty sure the customers bring figures out to your website and say, listen, we monitor TLS connections and our platform is a super safe platform because it's a secure platform because whenever we send messages out to others that they send to us, we can verify that the connections have been good. This is safe. The community, we could observe and communicate the best problems and have them that are there and address them. And very interesting for everything that is critical infrastructure, the critical infrastructure companies could communicate problems they see to the government. This company could take action. If you don't have the money for it, if you don't have the data for that, we're not going to be able to do all of this. So Just to get a clear picture. I'm not going to be very technical. What's in Attila's report?
No, it's not the helmets.
It's a structured report. It has metadata on who's the reporter, what's the report, it needs to be a unique ID and things like that. It has an overall success and an overall failure count. It has negotiation failures, like I couldn't talk with that machine because reason. And there are a few specific reasons, and then there's one open field where you can paste everything in there that doesn't fit for the rest because the TLS is kind of complex and complicated sometimes. And the schema here didn't work as helpful like that. So you get the main few reasons, for example, like the certificate was expired, something like that, you know. Then everything else goes into the other decision. And then we have policy failures, policies that are related either to DANE as a standard or MTA as CS. That's the basic idea for all. So we use a CS application. Well, the big known reporters, at least I know about, are Comcast, Microsoft, and Google. And that's about it. Okay. So what about their review? Well, they run their own MTAs, they run their own products, they implement whatever they think they want to implement, they have to wait for the source to be out there to do that, because that's why I'm kind of like here, the box is all the work, I do it, I don't do it, does it okay. So, the few platforms are made in the market, we still don't get the built picture, and the question was, how do we enable all the others? And that call for a plan, and the plan was, like I we need a low-level C-level library that's going to be out there, and I've already heard that people from the XM community, developers community, are interested to also implement that.
Can you unmute the microphone? Unmute the microphone? Sorry.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to start again. So, I'm sorry, just into camera. So the idea was to create a library and then have a good implementation with that, for that within PostFix, how to configure it. And it's not that complicated. I heard it a few times too often today. Also, and provide a service that will receive datagrams from any MTA, aggregate them, rework them, and then send off a report. Okay. So, reference implementation in PostFix is like this. You enable this in the SMTP client. That's why the parameter over there, the option starts with SMTP. You know? And then you say, whatever datagram you want to send, send it to this socket. And that's it. And then, there's a very interesting case. How do you, if you have a super secure platform that uses SMTP and start TLS, whenever possible, tell a remote destination that they're having a TLS problem when you want to start TLS every time you connect to them and it fails because they have a problem? You need a way to tell your mail platform, yes, usually you do that, but in some certain circumstances you won't do that. So Vite implemented the RFC 8689, and you can put a TLS required header in there and it says no. Beware, it's like nuclear power, you can do the wrong thing. You know, if you have it on your default path, you know, you can send out messages and you won't have TLS because it's downgrading everything like it was meant to. So when you implement it, when you put it in emails, think about where you put it in emails. And that's about it. The upcoming release for that, PostFix 3.10, the version, will be released early March. And speaking about bycatch, by then PostFix will also be able to support MTA SCS. So, and then there needs to be on the other side of the socket, needs to be a service that receives all the datagrams and does something about that. So we wrote a DLS reporter. It's actually three Python programs that do different things which allow for different architectures. You can have it all on one machine, or you can have a larger setup where you have a bunch of machines and send it all to one collector and then one generator, and the generator sends it off. So it's super straightforward. It's as simple as possible. And it doesn't have many dependencies. Now that I've spoken about that you can generate reports, how do you ask for reports? There are basically two ways to do that. Either you ask, it's DNS, it's always DNS, isn't it? So you propagate a record in your zone's DNS, and you say either I want to have an REA via a mail to, and then you say what's the destination address for that, and you get it sent via email, or you publish an HTTP resource, and the whole thing will be sent to the HTTP resource. If you implement it, and if you're asking for that, you probably want to ask for email and not for HTTPS. And the reason is, if somebody sends you an HTTPS report, you can't really tell whom it comes from. There is no reputation aligned with that entity that sends you the report. And they might be fooling you. So you might want to have the mail to variant because the RFC asks you to add a Deacon signature on that. And you can build a reputation on that once you know the entity and stuff like that. So the more secure way is to use email. It's always email. So I'm coming to an end. If you want to stay in the loop, there is a fresh list out there. It's called tlistrpt@list.sys4.de. And I believe there are 5 people on this list by now, and I hope there are going to be more than 5 people after my talk. And it's going to be an open place for discussion about TLS-RPT in general and the implementation we saw and we did for that. And what I didn't talk about is how you would monitor TLS reports. There are DMARC platforms out there. I heard about DMARC-Garoni, and I'm curious about that. But I haven't heard about TLS-RPT-Aroni yet. So it might be one of our customers is good with his budget that I have the honor to be back again in a year and speak about TLS-RPT monitoring. So thank you very much. Give me a second, I have problems with hearing, so I need them to go out and please just leave and come out. No.
The mail to link in the report.
Yeah.
Same domain as the problem domain.
Yeah.
I guess you recommend you set a different domain to accept reports
or a subdomain. I need to repeat it. So the question is, where would I send a report to? Would I send it to the same zone that is having the problem, or would I send it to a different DNS zone? It should be a different DNS zone. You can put it into a subdomain of that and run a distinct instance for that, you know, or different IP machine, whatever, or completely different zone. Yeah.
Have you encountered any issues yet in the wild?
With the implementation?
Yeah, no. I do lots of reports about things breaking. I have to look into this.
Yeah, I remember. I also run mailup.org and forget that. So the question was, did I run or have we run into problems yet and we got notified by using TLS-RPT? No? Yes. I mustn't say that. Yeah, I do run the mail.org mailing list alongside with other guys. And I had a configuration problem in the beginning with the Let's Encrypt certificate rotation. I effed it up, let's say like that, you know? And we went blind because we were proposing Dane, and people said, "Sorry, your certificate's the wrong fingerprint. We're not going to send there." And I read the reports, and yeah, but I knew also because Victor called me and said, "Listen," I said, oh. So yeah,
best
yeah. But Victor is the best reporter in the net. So any more questions? Okay, thank you very much.